Federal agents are investigating a major drug smuggling tunnel that's been discovered on the California-Mexico border near San Diego. Logan Healy has more about the discovery and how smuggling affects California's medical marijuana industry.
The tunnel was found last night by federal agents in Otay Mesa. Officials say they seized more than 8 tons of marijuana and 325 pounds of cocaine. Three suspects are in custody. More than 75 tunnels have been discovered along the U.S.-Mexico border since 2008. Tunnels like the one discovered yesterday are ventilated with lighted rail tracks and can be up to a half mile long. Some estimate Mexican cartels pocket $30 billion every year smuggling drugs into the U.S. The total might be close to $1 trillion since 1980. The demand for illegal drugs doesn't seem to be affected by an increasing number of states that allow pot. Washington State and Colorado legalized recreational marijuana use last year. California allows marijuana for medicinal use. But Caleb Mason, a former federal prosecutor and law professor, says for now, efforts in those states aren't enough to affect the Mexican cartels.
That as long as there's a market and as long as there is unimpeded production in South America and in Mexico, you're going to see importation through these corridors.
While states might allow it, there is still a federal ban on marijuana. Mason points out that many marijuana growers in the U.S. are probably benefiting from the federal ban because it keeps availability low and prices high. He says those domestic growers have an advantage over the Mexican cartels.
The best quality marijuana is the domestically grown American and Canadian marijuana. So it would probably be in the interest, I think, of American growers to have prohibition lifted so that they could openly compete on quality.
Legalization or not, Mason says growers and users face constant uncertainty and potentially life-changing legal action. Even in states where some uses of marijuana are legal, federal agents could still decide to arrest people violating the federal ban.
It's going to have to be resolved. This is a major conflict between state and federal government. And at some point, we're going to have a, some sort of statutory revision to the Controlled Substances Act.
Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.